David Levy, NEF's 2 sector manager. And before I came to this meeting, and this is going to follow up on what Joe Orlando said, I started thinking about a few things and thinking about the science, so this kind of goes to the science. So I ran a report for our sector to look at what we landed last year compared to what we landed last year, this year, up to this date within basically a couple of days. So I wanted to see if it reflects what the science is saying. In some respects it does, but overall it really doesn't. The grand total for last year, year-to-date, we landed 7 million pounds up until 12-17. This year-to-date, we're 6,466,000 pounds. Not a huge difference. Some of the effort has shifted, but some of the stocks that stick out to me is Gulf of Maine cod, which is down, and Georges Bank West, which is down in our landings. But Gulf of Maine yellowtail is up almost double what it was last year in landings. Gray sole is up over 30,000 pounds. And I'll go back to the Gulf of Maine yellowtail. It's up 146,000 pounds, which is quite significant. Gray sole is up 31,000 pounds. Redfish up 1,065,000 pounds from last year. Pollock is up 263,000 pounds. Dabs are up 48,000 pounds, and hake is up 40,000 pounds. Georges blackbacks are up 13,000 pounds, and Gulf of Maine blackbacks are up 65,000 pounds. So if you take and look at all that, there are a few stocks that are down, Georges East Haddock, West Haddock, and some Gulf of Maine cod and West cod. But it doesn't reflect what the science is saying. And the proof is here because we have to report these things weekly. Thank you.